You are listening to the 2019 Advent Devotional, Blessed is He Who Comes, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." On this first Sunday of Advent, it might seem out of place to have as our reading the account of the Lord's triumphal entry into Jerusalem, which we usually read at the beginning of Holy Week. It's what the church calls Palm or Passion Sunday, as the processional gospel, the procession into Jerusalem, is read at the beginning of the service. But the gospel reading during the service is most often the entire narrative of Christ's passion, beginning with the Maundy-Thursday meal, his prayer and arrest in the Garden of Gethsemane, his appearance before Caiaphas, Pilate, and Herod, and finally, his death on the cross as he concludes, "It is finished," his body prepared and the tomb sealed with his crucified body inside. Palm Sunday begins with joy and welcome, as those in Jerusalem wave palm fronds, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" But the focus shifts as the full force of the Jewish religious establishment and Roman Empire are brought to bear upon Jesus, ending with his crucifixion. Palm Passion Sunday ends with the sealing of the tomb, and worshipers leave in somber silence, left to ponder and meditate upon the paradoxes of joy and sorrow, welcome and rejection, life and death. Our reading from Matthew 21 is actually a fitting beginning to Advent, as the disciples are sent to prepare for the coming of the Savior. The season of Advent is a time of preparation as well, as we take time to prepare heart, home, and life for Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee. We would like to observe this season full of joy and laughter, light and life. And yet we experience the same wrestling with joy and sorrow, light and darkness, death and life, as day by day we are reminded that Jesus comes to us in the midst of struggle, grief, loss, loneliness, as well as happiness, fulfillment, and peace. May we be prepared for his coming, regardless our mental, emotional, or life situation. May we too welcome him, saying, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes." Let's pray. Lord Jesus, come to me as light in the midst of darkness, as hope in the midst of struggle, as life in the midst of death. Amen. Here's a suggested Advent action. Take a few moments to read Matthew's account of the Passion, chapters 26 and 27.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.